The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Back here on Darren, Donick, and Chase on this Thursday morning. Darren McFarland, Chase McCabe. Willie Donick will join us a little bit later. We're here at Pete and Terry's Tavern, staring at Bridgestone Arena. Tonight it'll be the Predators and the New York Islanders. That'll be a 7 o'clock puck drop, pregame at 6, and everything heard right here on 102.5 The Game. Alex Apple from Fox 17 has been all over it this morning. We told you that hopefully some really big and positive and good news could be coming, although I always hesitate anytime I say that when it comes to the fairgrounds, because I feel like I've said that many times, and yet we always end up on a hamster wheel right back where we started. Alex, how you doing?
I'm doing all right, guys. How are you?
Is this finally closure on this story, at least when it comes to the soccer portion of it?
It is. And, you know, just in the last minute or two, I've gotten a release from the mayor confirming my report that there is a deal on the fairgrounds. His statement ends with what a lot of people have waited to hear. He just says, I'm ready for the first Nashville SC game. I'm excited to move forward with the rest of my policy agenda and create that city that works for everyone. So when we reported it this morning, I had heard different things, because as you talk to both sides here, you get such an interesting spin on what they like about the deal, what they hate about it. And so we didn't originally release, just to be careful, the details of the deal, but I've got a few more details on what that is. So if you got just a second before we get to some more questions, I'll tell you what those are. There is a savings worth up to $35 million there because the city is no longer on the hook for the rent guarantee. Taxpayers won't have to foot that $35 million. The ownership group is going to pay for infrastructure up to $19 million worth. When you think about the fairgrounds, the ingress and egress going in and out in a pretty landlocked area, and then Nolensville Road, which is now a main thoroughfare to get into downtown and is just a cluster, makes that $19 million really important. And finally, and this is the spin that you get, and I wasn't sure from talking on either side, that parcel 8C, I mean, isn't it funny that we now all talk in zoning codes over this deal? In addition to saving the $54 million Cooper rights, the result is a more unified, successful fairgrounds by providing open space between the soccer stadium and historic speedway. So it looks like John Ingram is going to get to keep parcel 8C, develop it as he sees, with some stipulations about how exactly he can go about that. And that's ultimately what the mayor wants. He described it in an interview to us last week, the most important civic space in Nashville over the next couple of generations. Because if this is really a hub of entertainment, of NASCAR, which is coming, and soccer, then you have to really have some smart development around there. John Cooper thinks that he's gotten to that point now.
Alex, you are 100% correct. Look, we know what the transformation of First Tennessee Park did for Germantown, and we see it today, and wow. If you didn't know what it looked like before First Tennessee Park, you would never understand how nothing really was going on in Germantown for the most part. Not to sound ugly, but that's just what it was. It was basically the farmer's market. And to see it today, but I'm telling you, with a MLS team and NASCAR and a cup race in that area, you talk about completely changing and revitalizing an area yet again, just like Germantown. Actually worse, in my opinion. The fairgrounds has been a dead, stagnant, same area, and I've been here 20-plus years, and it's looked exactly the same. Hasn't got one inch better. You're talking about completely changing an area. That is the case. So I agree with the mayor on that. You plop down a brand-new MLS stadium and a cup race in that area, holy cow. Watch and see what it looks like, you know, 6, 7, 8 years from now.
You know, and it was interesting, too, because this became such a sitcom. You know, like George Costanza communicating with his girlfriend, signals, Jerry, signals, you know. Everyone was writing op-eds. And, you know, while they were having talks publicly, all you saw were these op-eds. And I think that some people, everyone got so dug in, you know, and people forget. The mayor throughout this, you know, like how he handled it or not, always said he agrees on the objective that I want soccer at the fairgrounds. I want that to be feasible. I just want a better deal for taxpayers. And when you think about this, that if ticket sales had not been good, let's say soccer gets here, and quite frankly, a lot of the noise you hear that people are excited about on social media is kind of hollow, and there's not that sort of residual support behind that from a more quiet fan. Nashville would have had to have made up the difference in ticket sales. There is, there was also a portion where Nashville is going to have $13 million in debt each year, and they were going to have to pay an extra $4 million, and Ingram was going to pay $9 million of that for them. Well, if you don't get much from the ticket tax and sales tax, then Nashville's having to draw out of their general fund, and Cooper looked at it like, I can build this soccer stadium with the current deal, or I can make sure that I can also build this soccer stadium and new firehouses or a new police precinct or, you know, whatever else was on his agenda.
Yeah.
But the goal remained the same. Both sides wanted soccer at the fairgrounds. There were times when I questioned whether that would happen, but today we get the confirmation that it will.
Alex Apple on the line with us from Fox 17. You know, if you've ever been a part of negotiations, sometimes especially like this one, it can get really tricky and dicey, and you know, it can get ugly behind closed doors if nobody's ever been a part of that. Do you think at any
note,
go ahead.
No, sorry, go ahead. I just got a note about the team has agreed to a general statement of principles for the mixed use development to account for an open plaza that can serve for operational needs of all uses of the fairgrounds. So that's the deal on 8C, that they've agreed to basically how you can develop that, and there's some stipulations there.
Basically, so it can work for NASCAR and
so
for
it can,
soccer.
It's a 10-acre plot in between a stadium and a track.
Yeah.
Right? That they're going to utilize
right.
to the
for
best,
both.
To the fullest. Yeah, for both. So did this ever, in your mind, behind the scenes, I want to go back to it. I know this is going to be difficult, Alex, for you to answer, but you've talked to enough people. Do you think there was ever a point where this thing got really, there was, you know, real tension behind the scenes between the two parties?
I think so, because it all, this was, look, this was a land deal with a carrot dangled for John Ingram to invest in the soccer stadium. That 10 acres is where he's going to make his money. And the other parcels that he receives or the other land that he is going to get, that's where he's going to make his money. It's really not that lucrative to build a stadium. I did a breakdown the other night on the broadcast, Fox 17 broadcast in the evening, about how the city compares making money versus John Ingram versus what the fairgrounds is making now. And, I mean, John Ingram was coming out pretty well. So when Mayor Cooper said that he thought that this was too vital of a parcel, he couldn't just hand it over to John Ingram for 99 years, I mean, we would all be dead by the time that lease expired. John Ingram wrote back to him in a letter that this deal cannot work if Parcel 8C is not in there. And so there was some question about who was going to budge on that. I guess to both of their credits, cooler heads prevailed and they were able to compromise on that. But sure, there was a time where I questioned, you know, and I'm just talking to people on the outside looking in, but there was sentiment expressed to me that there was some real question as to whether this was going to happen.
Alex Apple from Fox 17 is here with us on Darren, Donick, and Chase. And so we know the stadium is moving forward. I know there have been reports, and it's looked like that Speedway Motorsports Incorporated, better known as SMI, they have met with the mayor, they have met with the governor. There have been a lot of meetings this week. So what's the latest on that with NASCAR and the possible return? It looks like there's a good chance both of these things are happening.
Yes, and the Fair Board met this week, and some of the commissioners there were frustrated that this was sort of being a deal that was coupled together, you know, in conjunction with soccer. So came the NASCAR deal. Well, you know, Cooper's release today proves that he's not negotiating them both together. But everything that I've heard says that NASCAR is coming because that track is there. It's right. almost more expensive to demolish that track and have to redevelop the land. That's more expensive for the city than just let's get a deal to fix this thing up and make it useful. And to be honest with you, the technology, the soundproofing is to the point now where you can make that work for all the people that live around there, because that's a really residential neighborhood. I mean, if you get off at Wedgwood, you go under that narrow bridge at the train tracks, and I'm staying off 65 on Wedgwood, and then you drive through neighborhoods to get to the fairgrounds. Nolensville Road is getting developed. So there is going to be NASCAR at the fairgrounds, according to everyone that's involved in those conversations. There's not anything pointing to the fact that, you know, maybe we just let the track go or we wait on that. And there is some history there. I'll be honest with you, I'm not a huge racing fan, but I appreciate history in this city. And I know that the Yarbroughs, the Earnhardts, some of these big names in racing, the Wallaces, have raced there and loved this track. And why would NASCAR not want a piece in Asheville?
Oh,
I mean,
they
can
do.
Can you imagine? If you're a major sport, of course you want a piece of this city. Look at the Predators. Is there anything more anathema to how a lot of people in Nashville grew up than rooting for a hockey team?
Right.
People love that hockey team. People would probably love NASCAR, too, and I think that's why they so badly want to be in there.
Yeah, and I've talked to several drivers. We've, of course, did our show from the banquet. We talked to Mike Helton, who's one of the big cheeses in NASCAR, and the chairman, and they've wanted to be here for years. So this seems like a deal that makes so much sense. And you mentioned the history of the racetrack. But as I've said, to be able to do both, because you've already agreed on the soccer stadium, it's a huge day because now they're moving forward. Do we have a timetable of when all this is going to – when they're going to start the demolition of the old buildings and actually put a shovel in the ground?
I don't know that right now. I'm going to go to an event that was going to be interesting. I started hearing rumblings last night that this deal was done. I waited till this morning out of an abundance of caution to put that out there. But I've heard that that deal is going to be done. But I was thinking, because there's an event tonight with Ian Ayer from the soccer team, John Ingram, as well as the MLS commissioner, and I was wondering how publicly they would talk about the stadium deal if it wasn't done, because that could be quite awkward. So there is an event there tonight that I'm going to attend and talk to those guys and see if I can get some details on when this is going to start. My guess is that the only holdup now is you still have the lawsuits lingering out there. I don't have a law degree. I'm not going to pretend to know what's going to happen from those. But the contention in the lawsuit is that Nashville violates its charter, which basically is just a set of rules for the city. Nashville violates its own rules in the current deal. My guess is that this is all going to have to be re-voted on at Metro Council, and so you'll have a couple of weeks. I think it's still going to be a couple of weeks, but to get this rolling is important to Major League Soccer. It's important to the team, and I'm sure John Cooper understands those concerns now that he feels like they have a fair deal. And so perhaps there's a way to expedite this. Someone in the inner workings of Metro government would probably have to answer that for you better about what's going to be feasible to start now or what you're going to have to wait to go through a couple of readings at Metro Council before you can really meet, you know, put shovel in the ground, so to speak.
MLS just tweeted out, it's official. Nashville SC's future MLS stadium at the Fairgrounds Nashville is a go. So they just put that out there a couple minutes ago. I suspect it's going to be quite the festive atmosphere tonight for that event. And you're right. How different it would be, probably, if this news wasn't going to be there for them to discuss. So my guess, it'll be a celebratory event tonight, especially with the commissioner in town. Alex, good work uncovering this story, and thanks for joining us.
Sounds good. Thank you, guys.
All right, that's Alex Apple, who was all over this story for Fox 17, and it is a done deal. We'll discuss it on the other side. Are you happy? You know, out there, I mean, I've seen a lot of you on Twitter. You're excited. Is everyone excited?
You can weigh in if you people.
Yeah, 615-737-1025. What do you think of this news? It looks like, you know, if you're reading between the lines and if you just heard that interview, all systems go for not only the MLS stadium, but we kind of feel like this is kind of the NASCAR deal that's going to happen now. Now it's going to be up to SMI to get on their horses and get going. Let's go. And there seems like there's been, from our conversation with Colby Sledge earlier that there's been a lot of private meetings behind closed doors. It's time for NASCAR to speed up the process, the city too, and get going on that. We'll come back more of Darren Donick and Chase on the other side, ESPN 102.5 The Game.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.